Grace and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The second word from Jesus' dying lips is a word of promise, a word of salvation. Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. These words aren't spoken to a religious person. They're not even spoken to someone who's a fine person. They're not spoken to someone who's an upstanding citizen. And they're not spoken to one of Jesus' own disciples either. They're spoken to a convicted criminal. He and his fellow convict were hung on crosses with Jesus between them. Jesus is the innocent one among the guilty, the man among the thieves. These two convicted criminals are the ones given the privilege of being at the right and left of Jesus as he comes into his kingdom. If you remember, this was the privilege that the disciples bickered over. And as you can see, they had no idea what they were asking. Who could have known, right? We don't know the exact nature of their crimes. We just know that they're criminals and thieves. That's what they're called. These were no common robbers, but they were those who presented a real threat to Roman security. Their public crucifixion was intended to ward off others. They were hung, one on Jesus' right, the other on his left. The one on Jesus' left hurled insults at him, joining the chorus of the religious leaders and those passing by who had come to shake their fists at Jesus. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. Now it's a little bit strange that the man's mockery was in the form of a prayer for salvation. Save yourself and us. Now, obviously we know that this isn't a prayer of faith, but a prayer of mockery. What kind of Christ are you? What sort of Messiah are you going to be? Use some of those messianic powers and save yourself and us. Or are you a fake, an imposter, a phony Christ? Spare yourself from this death and spare us also. This thief on the left is the spokesman for the unbelieving world. His mocking prayer comes in the form of a demand. If Jesus is worth his salt as a Messiah, he would come down from that wretched cross and save himself. Oh, and yeah, while he's at it, he might as well save his fellow criminals as well. That's not the way of salvation at all, is it? That's the devil's way. The way that Peter represented when he took Jesus aside and rebuked him for speaking of his death and resurrection. This mocking prayer echoes Satan's temptations in the wilderness. If you are the Son of God, if you are the Christ, and we fill in the blank for each time the devil tempts Jesus. Now, the thief on Jesus' right, he rebukes his fellow thief. Do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear the Lord is to put all other fears in their place. It is what we say, following the first commandment, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Certainly in life, and especially at our life's end, when we too find ourselves under the same sentence of death under the law. To fear the Lord under those circumstances, that's to be wise in the way of faith, trusting that in life and in death, Jesus is mighty to save us. This thief, faith on Jesus, right? He's repented. He confessed his sins. He tells the truth. And we indeed are condemned, he said, justly. For we are receiving a due reward of our deeds. For the wages of sin is death. The thief recognizes his sin and he confesses it. The only truth a liar can say is, I'm a liar. The only truth a sinner can say is, I am a sinner. The thief is also faithful. He confesses Christ. He says these words, but this man has done nothing wrong. Behold, the unblemished Lamb of God. He is pure. He is holy. He is innocent. Where we are guilty. Where we are justly convicted. Did the thief understand all of those implications of what he was saying? Did he fully understand who Jesus was for him? What did he actually know about Jesus? We don't know. All we know is in his dying prayer, he says these words, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Of all the people to address Jesus, he's the only one. The only one to use Jesus' name without another title. Simply Jesus. Familiar, direct, no flattery, just Jesus. Death is the great leveler. It puts everyone on a first name basis. He says, remember me when you come to your kingdom. A simple word of faith. He sees this broken, bleeding, dying man next to him, and he takes the sign over his head, literally. He is a king with a kingdom. All this criminal asks is to be remembered. Not spared the agony of death, not rescued, simply remembered. And this tiny little mustard seed-sized faith is acknowledged by Jesus and credited to the thief as righteousness sealed in Jesus' own. Amen. Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Some people wonder, speculate, was this criminal baptized? Some would make a grand exception out of him to show how baptism isn't necessary for salvation. But that would be missing the point. He has no need for either baptism or the Lord's Supper. The sacrament of sacraments is right there next to him. Dying Jesus nailed to the cross. What more does he need? His preacher is the sign over Jesus' head, written in Latin, Greek, and Aramaic. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And all the people who are taunting Jesus, calling him the Christ and the Son of God, they're simply reinforcing in this thief's mind who this person really is. What sort of man is this who promises paradise to a dying thief who admits the guilt of a crime? What sort of justice is this that speaks pardon to a person who's unpardonable? What kind of word is this that acquits someone who's guilty? That saves those that society deems unsalvageable and worthy of the cruelest form of death. This is the Savior of the world, the Redeemer of fallen mankind, the one who reconciles the enemy as enemy and justifies the sinner as sinner. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And he says these words, today you will be with me in paradise. Hear that word of promise for yourselves. Hear it now and in the hour of your death. For no one knows the day. No one knows the hour of their death. We do not know when, but we do know that paradise is waiting for us because of the salvation that we have received through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.